Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim
Sarasatim Vyasam.
Tato
Jayamudirayat. Nasta praeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. This morning we're reading from the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, text number 4. Ekadasura rat putram, ekadasura rat putram, ekadasura rat puram putram, Ankam Aropya Pandava, Ankam Aropya Pandava,
Ankam Aropya Pandava,
Papracha Katyatam Vatsa. Papracha katyatam vatsa. Papracha katyatam vatsa. Manyate sadhu yad bhavan. Manyate sadhu yad bhavan. Manyate sadhu yad bhavan. Ekadasura rat putram. Once upon a time, Asura rat, the emperor of the Asuras, putram, his son, ankam, on the lap, aropya, placing, Pandava, O Maharaj Yudhisthira, Papracha, inquired, Katyatam, let it be told, Vatsa, my dear son, Manyate, considers, Sadhu, the best, Yat, that which, Bhavan, your good self. Translation. My dear King Yudhisthira, once upon a time, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, my dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all subjects you have studied from your teachers responsively. My dear King Yudhisthira,
once upon a time,
the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, my dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all the subjects you have studied from your teachers. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu did not ask his son anything that would be very difficult for him to answer. Instead, he gave the boy a chance to speak plainly about whatever he thought might be best. Prahlad Maharaj, of course, being a perfect devotee, knew everything and could say what the best part of life is. In the Vedas it is said, Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. If one properly understands God, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. Sometimes we have to challenge the scientists and philosophers. But by the grace of Krishna, we emerge successful. It is impossible, practically speaking, for ordinary men to challenge scientists or philosophers concerning genuine knowledge, but a devotee can challenge them because the best of everything is known to a devotee by the grace of Krishna. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 10:11, Tesham ivan kam partham aham ajnana jam tamaha nasham yatma bhavasto jnana dipena bhasvato. Krishna, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart as the super soul, dissipates all the ignorance from the heart of a devotee. As a special favor, he enlightens the devotee with all knowledge by putting before him the torch of light. Prahlad Maharaj therefore knew the best of all knowledge, and when his father inquired from him, Prahlad gave him that knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve the most difficult parts of problems because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he replied as follows. Ekadasurarat putram ankam aropya pandava paprachya katitam vatsa manyate sadhu yad bhavan. My dear King Yudhisthira, once upon a time, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, My dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all subjects you have studied from your teachers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mungam kroti vachalam pangum langayate girim yad kripatamaham bande sri gunum dinataranam paramanand madhavam. Jai Sri Prabhupada. It's very interesting how Hiranyakashipu, who is perhaps the greatest of all the asuras, non-devotees, envious of God, desiring to kill Vishnu, how his own very son is the greatest of all devotees of the Lord. It is also interesting how, at least superficially, it appears that the father is in a very powerful position. He's the father, he's the ruler, he's a monster, physically, in every way. it would seem he would be superior to his son Prahlad, 5-year-old boy. So one would think that in any confrontation, the boy Prahlad would be easily decimated, destroyed, killed, whatever. But we are learning how this young boy, because he was pregnant with full knowledge of the Absolute Truth, was not only able to withstand all of the miserable conditions of material existence, all of the forces that were set against him, but he was able to defeat the greatest of all demons. And practically, without lifting his own hand, it was all done by the will of the Lord. It's important to have a good understanding of the Bhagavad Gita. It is probably the most essential of all books for we who are endeavoring, aspiring on the path of spiritual life, albeit neophytes, beginners, that we should always keep in our mind the basic principles of the Bhagavad Gita. Then we go on to Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Goswami literature, etc. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas ahankara vimudatma kartahamiti manyate. Material nature, material energy, the material world, all of the phenomena that we observe, it is all interacting by the sweet will of the Lord. Everything is carried out by the modes of material nature, sattvas, rajas, and tamagun. It is all material nature is called prakriti, which means it is controlled. And Krishna is purush uttam. He is the supreme enjoyer, param eshwara, param ishwara, the supreme controller, the supreme enjoyer. So material nature is working under his direction. Foolishly, to no benefit, the conditioned soul thinks, I am the karta, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, Ishwaro hum. I am Parameshwara, Ishwaro hum. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Siddhoham Balavan Suki, I'm perfect, I'm strong in every way. I've got my plans, I will control, manipulate material energy. If anyone gets in my way, I will kill them. This is the asuric mentality, the demoniac mentality. But they're only the muktamaninas. They're only the controllers in their mind. It is simply ludicrous. Because we see it every moment. Every one of us, rich or poor, young or old, whatever our designation, upadhi is, we are completely controlled. Mayar boshe yaccha veshe kaccha budubai. Devotee can see this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm like a blade of grass tossing about in the waves of the ocean, the waves of the lake, of the river. Blade of grass, what force does it have to resist the powers of the water? None whatsoever. But still, foolishly, we think, kartaham iti manyate, vimudatma. Such a person is a great fool. Great, great fool. And this was the condition of Hiranyakashipu. He thought that he could mold his son to be a great demon like himself. Of course, every father wants to reincarnate as his son. What is that? The child is the father of man. So, Hiranyakashipu, you see the demoniac mentality that a young man will exploit material nature, try to build his kingdom, try to build his fiefdom, try to expand his influence by force, by treachery, by any means, and try to enjoy it. But after some time, he realizes that he needs someone to enjoy it with, so he'll take a wife and they'll enjoy together. And then after some time, at a certain stage, he will desire a son. And he will say, I'm doing all of this for you. And hand it all over to his son. Not so easily, actually. People are generally very attached, although they may say anything. But we see that its material attachments are very deep-rooted. And externally, superficially, people will say, I'm not attached, but when it comes time to actually detach, let go, surrender to the Lord, not easy. Not easy at all. Even you're facing the most difficult situation, but still, old habits die hard. It's like the force required. It's something like Velcro. You know, it's pulling both sides. You try to detach. And so Hiranyakashipu wanted his son to be just like him. His pride and joy, my greatest accomplishment, my son. Father's greatest pride is his son when he's in his old age. Just see Dasarath, when his dear son Ram, who he had doted over, who he had all his hopes in, when his son went to the forest, the man collapsed and died. His heart, he couldn't take the pain of losing his son. And there are so many examples. Who was it? The king who had 20 million wives or something. A lot of wives, couldn't get a son, finally got a son. Chitraketu, yeah. allegory. Finally got a son when the son was killed. Practically, he was killed. Those attachments are there. Hiranyakashipu pulled his son up on his lap. The father was beaming with pride. All his courtiers were in the great hall of Hiranyakashipu, seated on their seats. He was on his throne, showing off his pride and joy. My son. And he did not intend to make it difficult for the child. It wasn't an examination. He just wanted to hear how his son was enjoying politics, how his son was enjoying deception and corruption and government and money, those subjects that he was supposed to be learning from Sanda and Amarka, his teachers. They had been trained by the greatest of all material gurus, their father, Shukracharya. So he was expecting that his pride would be inflated even more. His son would say something wonderful and his ego would expand unlimitedly. He was already pretty big. And with Prahlad was in another universe. Prahlad Maharaj was Prahlad Maharaj from 5 years old. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj, although in his childhood he condemned the association of men and women, but later he grew up and got married and had a family, was a great king. So he was Prahlad Maharaj. But even from his childhood, he was the greatest of devotees. So he surprised his father and told him he was capable of giving him the summum bonum, the highest knowledge. And practically speaking, Prabhupada comments here in the purport that any devotee, sincere devotee, who is honestly endeavoring to repeat the words of his master, he can be empowered to defeat even the greatest of atheistic materialists. How is this possible? Because, first of all, ignorance is compared to darkness, and spiritual knowledge is light. So Krishna Surya Sam, Krishna is just like Sama, just light. Surya, light. Maya Hoy, Maya is Andhakar, Andha, darkness. Maya hoy andhakar. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya radhikar. Wherever there is Krishna or light, maya or darkness cannot stand. So it's simply a question of bringing Krishna upadesh to everyone. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to have a super IQ. PQ helps a little, but personality quotient. Actually, many people value PQ over IQ, in case you haven't heard of PQ. There are many highly intelligent people who just don't know how to build relationships or interact with the world. Emotionally, they're, you know, infants, although intellectually they're giants. But they never go anywhere. They never do anything because... So it's important to be a touchstone. It's important to be happy. It's important to carry the joy of Krishna consciousness to everyone and preach. But the main thing that will win them over is your conviction, your confidence, your joy in serving the Vaishnavas, serving your spiritual master, serving Lord Krishna, serving the world, serving the innocent. Jari deko tari kaho Krishna upadesh. You simply bring Krishna's instructions and you will see miracles. Darkness will be dissipated. Any rational man, any man with any sense of fairness or in a detached analysis will see that the devotee, simply by repeating the Siddhanta of Vishnu, Krishna, Bhagavan, he's always victorious. Krishna is always victorious. He's ajita, unconquerable. So, I can't tell you how many windows there are on the Empire State Building. That's not the kind of defeat that a devotee can inflict on an atheistic person. How many atoms there are in the head of a pin, or who the 13th president of the United States. That a devotee may not win that type of competition, but he can connect everything, because the ultimate goal of knowledge, you can go on ad infinitum in knowledge. Gyanis do for many, many lifetimes. Bahunam janmanam ante. After many, many janmas, births. Gyanavan. When the Gyani becomes Gyanavan, possessor. Like Bhagavan. Bhaga means opulence and Van means possessor. So Gyanavan, one who possesses knowledge, finally, he will realize Vasudeva Sarvam. Seems simple, but such a great soul, Sudurlabha. Not only durlabha, not only difficult to find, but su-durlabha, very rare. Because it involves something which we are not prepared to do. Some arpana. We have to surrender to Krishna. We have to let Krishna become our chariot driver. We have to let Krishna control our lives, our senses, our minds, our decisions, our families, our work, everything. We have to put Krishna in the center. And we're not prepared. So Krishna says, yayatamam prapadyante tamstataiva vajamyam. I will reciprocate with you to the degree that you come to me, that you surrender to me, in whatever way. I am equanimical. I have no one, no one is my friend, no one is my enemy. You're all my parts and parcels. I have no favorites. You're all my children. But as you come to me, and this is only fair, how can we expect more from God? Because we are individuals. That is His divine mercy. He has created us as individuals so that we can experience the joy which He is experiencing. We can join in His pleasure, Lila. Ananda Maya Vyasat. He's Rasananda. He's always enjoying, and we are also always meant to enjoy individually, perpetually, unlimitedly, Anandam Buddhivardhan, in an ocean of ever-increasing bliss. But it requires our surrender. That is the only caveat, the only condition. You simply surrender to me, and I will protect you in every way. And we see this exemplified in the character of Prahlad Maharaj. How could he even think to challenge his father, who was far superior in every way, learned in every aspect of Vedic knowledge? Hiranyakashipu was not a stulted, ignorant. It's very learned. It's like Ravana, Brahmana. Powerful men. Physically, no one could, not no one, no group. He was a Maharathi. And he could mobilize forces to conquer the whole universe. How could this 5-year-old boy even think to challenge him? Because he had surrendered to the Lord, and Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna gives him knowledge by which he can defeat his father, he can defeat anyone in the universe, and he will always Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. He will always be protected and maintained by the Lord, and we should not have any fear or doubt about this. The ultimate goal, Bahunam Janmanam Anti Jnanavan, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. There's nothing more in our lives. Extrapolate in your life. Whatever you have had, whatever you have now, wherever you're going, draw a curve. Extrapolate. What are you going to get more that is going to give you significant freedom from the miseries which you are experiencing? There's nothing. This world is vacant. Still. Because of illusion, because of Maya, because we have been wandering, Brahmanda Brahmite, we've been wandering for millions of lifetimes chewing the truth, doing the same foolish, ignorant things again and again and again, lifetime after lifetime. We don't learn because we're unfortunate, mandabhagya, mandabhagya. But now, forget the past that sleeps. Forget the billions of years that sleep. And think now, I will surrender my life to the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan, Srila Prabhupada, and all of his sincere followers. They will become my gurus, my teachers, my prabhus, and I will become dasa, dasanu das, and I will give up my attachments, and I will live eternally in anandamaya, blissful consciousness. That is the secret. We have no fear. Nrisimhadeva will protect us in every way. Balasya neha sharanam pitarau nrisimha. Nartasya chagadam udanvati majjato nau. Lord Nrisimhadeva will protect us, not our material arrangements. No material arrangements are secure. They will all be finished in time. As one of my favorite poets once said, castles made of sand slide into the sea eventually. Who knows the author? Anybody know the author? Good. He was from Vancouver, actually. Huh? Had a big head of hair. Died in an overdose of heroin. Jimi Hendrix. You didn't know he was Canadian, huh? All the great people are Canadian. Oh, there's one or two Americans who are good. he wrote that. I said, blew my mind. Castles made of sand slide into the sea eventually. We've got our castles made of sand, but it's all finished. It's just a question of time. The only thing of value is how much we have learned to cry for Krishna, how much we have learned to forgive others, and how much we have learned to become ladies and gentlemen in the service of Krishna's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. How much we have learned to practice our chanting of the holy name, sadhana. All these things. Practical. These are practical means. We need, practically, Prabhupada says, practically we need to approach a practical spiritual master who will show us a practical path by which we can attain practical devotional service. He uses the word practical about five times, six times. Are there any comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Prahlad Maharaj.